From the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. What kind of message is it, America, to the young, when they that have been entrusted to serve cannot be trusted? Only 12% of the American people say that they have confidence in Congress as an institution. Here are some facts. 111 members of the Congress have run at least two businesses that went bankrupt, often leaving business partners and creditors holding the bag. 79 have credit reports so bad that they can't get an American Express card on their own. But as members of Congress, they can get a government-issued American Express card without a credit check. 64 have personal or financial problems so serious they would be denied security clearance by the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy if they had to apply through normal circumstances. But again, as members of the Congress, they get clearances simply because they fooled enough people to get them elected. 31 members of the current Congress have been accused of spousal abuse in either criminal or civil proceedings. 33 have driving while intoxicated arrests on their driving records. 24 are or have been defendants in various lawsuits ranging from bad debts, dispute with business partners, or other civil matters. 17 have drug-related arrests in their backgrounds. 6 for shoplifting, 5 for fraud, 4 for assault, and 1 for criminal trespass. 9 members of Congress wrote bad checks even after the scandal several years ago, which resulted in closures of the informal house bank that routinely allowed members to let their accounts be overdrawn without penalty. And just think, America, these are the ones that were caught. Criminals mock society's laws. Your compassion is a weakness that your enemies will not and do not share. Criminals thrive on the indulgences of society's understandings. The corrupt depend upon you and your ignorance of the Constitution and its embodiment of its laws. When you live in darkness, the only light that you have is truth. It would do us all well, America, to stick to the light that not only exposes, but also refuses the darkness.
Wow. We should be up in about a minute here. Hey, guys, just wanted to say hey to everybody. Outside of that, again, we got a lot of information to kick off today. In the meantime, we're just going to play this out until we... again, click off on computer here. And then we will begin the show in just less than... Well, actually, 1 minute from right now. Cool? Got a lot of information to kick off today. Interesting couple days, let me tell you, to say the least. It really has been. I mean, the American people, well, yeah. They want to know what the problem is, and they want to blame the politicians. But when you tell them what the problem is, they don't want you to blame them because they're the ones responsible for the politicians, right? That's really the truth of the matter, and that's where we're at today. As a matter of fact, that's probably how I'll start the show off, just thinking out loud here. But we should be up in just a second here. I do want to let you know that I did hopefully finally finish Children of the Apostate. I have literally one more person. This is the seventh time we have proofread this book. And in the process of doing so, he's reading it right now. So we should be in the process of printing within the next week. I'm looking forward to it. So are a lot of people. So The Children of the Apostate, up and coming. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Here we go.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you.
Like
together, you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Woman, Parmeet Dillon.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, it's been said every country deserves the government that it has. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, when I say Numbers 32:23, what Scripture states is that your sin is finding you out. And the Lord said that when you depart from me in Psalm 9, 16, and 17, I'll turn that nation into hell. Is that what's happening? Yes, absolutely. You know what's worse than all of this? Is when people are complaining, like the country is today, about the way that their government is being handled, their representative government, because they at length are their employees, right? Or I'm sorry, employers concerning the employees, concerning the said representatives. Well, then when you tell them what the problem is, they don't want to hear that neither. They say, then you're being judgmental. And then they say, well, if you're not for Donald Trump, then you're for Joe Biden, and forgetting about the 1,000 other presidential contenders that are being offered to the American people. How do you help a people like that? Jonah 2:8. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Well, when you tell them what the problem is, that doesn't help neither. Then they get mad at you. So like, if you're not for Trump, then you're for Biden. This is how simple-minded they are. I'd like to talk to their parents. I really would. Raising up a bunch of nincompoops the way that we see them on a mass scale today in America, it sickens me. It's craziness. It's ignorance. They've been desensitized in a major way. Well, some people will say, well, Bradley, that's just not fair. You're name-calling. No, I'm not name-calling. It's absolutely the truth. You know, again, let me just say this. It's interesting that we're seeing today Hillary Clinton equate Donald Trump with Adolf Hitler. You've all seen this, right? You've seen all the names that Joe Biden has called Donald Trump. The list goes on. But keep in mind, you have a Joe Biden. You have a Barack Hussein Obama who's doing the same thing as Joe Biden in that of Hillary Clinton. They're all attacking Donald Trump. But remember, Donald Trump went off the campaign promise of actually draining the swamp. Did he do that? No. If he did what he said he was going to do, because he said he had the Defense Department in hand and he could do whatever he wanted to do with it, that's exactly what he said. Did he do it? No, he did not. Matter of fact, what he did tell the people is that the American people owed Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to the country 41 seconds after he allegedly won the presidency. That's the fact. Okay, so if it's true that the right-left paradigm exists because it doesn't constitutionally, then why is it judgmental when I call you out for tolerating the games that are being played? Oh, I'm talking to the same people that think pro wrestling's real when they all the well know it's fake. They've created a deceptive world, and they wonder why that they're being deceived by the very people that they're tolerating in government. You got to think about how this is being played out. Think outside the box, like I said yesterday. Now, I want you to see this. Do you guys remember this? Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we have done. You're going to go to social media platforms. You're going to subscribe to the top of solmedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. What are we looking at right now? You guys all remember Operation Paperclip. Right? That's when your government, after World War II, I want you to consider, here, let me say it this way. We all know George Bush, his daddy, and I'm talking about George Bush Sr., his daddy, Prescott Bush, was indicted in 1942. I want you to question and cross-check everything I'm telling you. It's easy to find. Prescott Bush, daddy to George Bush Sr. and Jr. and to Jeb Bush, and the list goes on of these little minions of hell, literally John 8:44. Also put it up to John 10:10. What's interesting to note, he was indicted for actually financing Adolf Hitler's war. Okay, that was the Bushes. Okay, what's interesting to note about that is after the war was over, what the government did during that particular time is they actually drew over the Nazis into something called Operation Paperclip into America. Over 1,800 war criminals from the Nazis were brought into America, and they were placed into high positions throughout government. Look at this. We have Wernher von Braun. He was the head of NASA. Did you know that? NASA has been used to steal away billions of dollars from the taxpayers by trying to convince the American people that somehow or another that we've been to the moon. Isn't that craziness? I just recently showed you videos where people are talking about we don't have the technology that we used to have back in the 60s. That's how they justify the crimes being committed against the American people. Then we have another Nazi war criminals, Walter Hallstein. He became the head of the EU Commission. You're looking at it right now. It's also interesting to note we had Adolf Hilsinger. He became NATO's chief of staff. We have Kurt Waldenheim, or Waldheim. He became Secretary General of the United Nations. Isn't that interesting? So the head of the United Nations became that of a war criminal. I want you to stop and think about this. Okay? Put this right in the center of the field of the nonsense that the American people have been putting up with in this country for a long, long time. I want you to contemplate the idea and the realization that over 450,000 of our boys were slaughtered in World War II, putting a stop to the likes of a tyrant named Adolf Hitler. That's what was sold to us, right? In the process, the same government that sold that to you, that we have to go deal with that tyrant across Europe, it's also interesting to note that after the war, then they took the war heroes, right? And they brought them over into America and put them into high positions in government. In spite of the 450,000 men that fought against the likes of Adolf Hitler and his SS. Okay? And Americans have known this for decades, and yet they put up with it. How could it be otherwise that every country deserves the government that it has? Absolutely. And it's not like the American people don't know this, friends. That's what's even worse. But again, just contemplate the fact that 450,000 young men went over on the behalf of the war call from the government that was pounding the drum to send those boys over to deal with Adolf Hitler, are now 6 feet under the ground. They sacrificed their lives to give us what it is that we have. That's what's been sold to us. And in the meantime, the same ones that were pounding on the drum to send our boys to go over there and die and to bleed and fight against the tyrant, they took the tyrant's men and brought them over into America. You get the point? It's pretty hypocritical. It's pretty crazy, isn't it? Oh, just wait a second, folks. It gets better than that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest.
So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
I wanted to highlight something here for you because I want you to see this as to what's happening. This is one day ago, and this just happened at the RNC. So when I'm talking about, and again, not name calling, the truth of the matter, when you look at Matthew 5:13, you'll understand perfectly as to what's going on here. These men have become good for nothing. They are yesterday's liberals, to say the least. They use the two-party system, and they use what they call the left as the standard and a sliding scale to bring the right down to the point of where the left is at. Okay? That's what they're doing. Okay? Because that's why I always bring it way to the pendulum on the right side and saying, hey, listen, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. I mean, folks, is there like some radical version of the Constitution? No, we're ruled by law, not by a party system, a two-party system that the adults in America today have been caught up into. They're brainwashed. They're worldlings. And that is exactly what is happening in America today. When you go over to Isaiah 9:6, I'm going to go there really quick because I want you to hear this because you're going to understand it when I play this video for you as to what just took place at the RNC. I've been to one before in 2012 in Tampa Bay, Florida. And folks, it was like a bunch of older people getting all dressed up to go to a Elvis concert. And I had to be a faithful witness and tell them that Elvis Presley died in 1977. Oh, and boy, they did not like that. I mean, the party spirit's got to go on, and we got to keep it alive. We have to be the partiers, right? Okay, so going over to Isaiah 9:16, as I said, and when I go there, it says, okay, I don't know why I just did that, but it did that. Okay, so, sorry, I just want to read it verbatim from the King James Version. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and those who are led by them are destroyed. Now, you tell me if that's not what's happening just recently at the RNC. This is how they opened up a benediction at the close, I'm sorry, at a closing of the night one of the RNC. A benediction was given, and I want you to see this benediction. Here you go. Look at this, folks. In America.
Thank you, everyone. These last 48 hours have been some of the most intense, yet most prayerful of our lives.
This is America.
The heinous attack on President Trump and his supporters made all of us pause and seek answers and comfort. I come from a family of Sikh immigrants. I am honored to share with you, my fellow Republicans and guests tonight, a prayer from my faith tradition.
Republicans doesn't exist.
Worldwide.
What is he talking about? What is she talking about?
We recite the prayer before any new endeavor, giving thanks to God and asking for his protection and
giving
help
thanks to God.
Uphold the values of humility, truth, courage, service, and justice
Harmeet
for all.
Dylan.
To show respect, we cover our heads when we pray.
Okay. She said a prayer to her God. To God, she said. What God is she praying to? Is this the God of our father? The God of... Is this the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Why is this not offensive to all of those said conservatives there that claim to be Christians? Oh, well, you know, there's freedom of religion, you know. Wait a second. When people of different countries come here, yes, they're afforded asylum. But they're here to assimilate to our ways of life. When you go to Washington, D.C., folks, it wasn't their God or any other God that established what it is that we have today through our forefathers, but the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the problem we're having in America. And see, the problem is thou shalt have no other gods is out of sight and out of mind when it comes to the American people. This is the RNC, friends. This is the best that you have. What are they doing?
Waheguru, our one true God, we thank you for
One true God. She comes into America. She prays to her God. Here, friends, with all due respect, there is one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. And he is the king of this country, like it or not. I'm still waiting for someone to dispute that with me on radio after 20 years. I haven't had that call yet because nobody can. But here we have these people coming from other war-torn countries coming into America talking about how their God is God. Okay, now wait a second. If your God was God, then why did you end up coming to America? When you go to Washington, D.C., you see Christian crosses over the heads of our fallen. You see in every state preamble who God is, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, every state preamble. When you see those that serve we the people or are supposed to serve and say an oath to serve we the people, they do it with their hand on the Bible, acknowledging who God is of the United States of America and the world. If this isn't offensive to you, friends, this is your problem. I'm pointing my finger, giving you the answers. Probably another one many of you don't want to hear. They're afforded asylum, yes, but they assimilate to our ways of life, okay? It's not, I'm part of the Sikh religion and I'm an Indian American. No, you're an American. No, it's not you coming from Egypt and calling yourself an Egyptian American. No, you're an American. It's not you coming from a Muslim nation and talking about how you're a Muslim American. Nope, you're an American. It's not you coming from Japan, from China, from Korea, talking about how you're this, an American. Nope, you're either an American or you can go back to where you came from. Period. Why do I say that? Because the Bible tells us in Judges 5:8 that when other gods are within the gates, there's going to be war. And it's exactly what's being precipitated right now under your noses, right in front of your faces. And when you have a woman come into America and open up the RNC, That is, by the way, there's absolutely no difference between the RNC and what they call the Democrats. And first and foremost, again, let me get you to think outside of the box. Neither one of them exist. Because if you knew that we were ruled by law, you wouldn't tolerate this in your country. Okay? What keeps us free is our obedience to the law. What did one of the English common law, what did Charles D. Montesquieu have to say about all of this? Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Whose law? His law. And the first thing he said, Americans, is thou shalt have no other gods before me. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And no matter how many people or how much people hate me for telling them the truth, I want you to understand that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10, Revelation 21, starting verse 8. It doesn't matter, feelings aside of all that, at least I know that I loved you enough to tell you the truth. This nonsense needs to stop yesterday. Okay? You know what they're doing in the state of Minnesota now, friends? They're opening up with Muslim prayers. Do you guys remember when I gave the prayer in 2011, friends? All of a sudden, because I said in Jesus' name, it hit the fan. Praise God, it hit the fan. As a guy comes up to us and says, you can't be dropping the J-bomb here. I had to be a faithful witness that delivereth souls and look at him and say, the reason I dropped the J-bomb here is because you haven't been doing it for 40 years. And that's the problem that we're having in the country, you hippies. That's exactly who's in government today, and it's exactly who's in the pulpits today. And they call it free love, and it's not free. A lot of people in the natural fought, bled, and died fighting against the very things that they're tolerating today, namely their posterity. And you need to wake up to it, friends, while you still have the time to do so. It's just that simple. I also wanted to let you know that, a side note, to that, and we're going to get right back to the topic, and that had everything to do with our topic. We have a three-time deported illegal arrested for killing a mother, two children in an arson attack here in the United States. This is brand new. You going to put up with that, Americans? And for those that don't think that they're trying to, through the corrupt in America, try to establish a global order through the likes of what's being offered to you right now, the Hungarian president, Orban, exposes Soros' plan to flood Europe with millions of migrants. Why are they flooding countries with migrants? Because they want to hand them over. It's a judgment upon the nations from the finger of God and from the hand of God. It's funny to me. You know, when people talk to me about, you know, Bradley, you know, I know you're a religious guy. No. You have no idea what you're talking about. Here, I got a testimonial, and if you'd like to check it out, please do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and order it and read it, and then tell me about how religious I am. I wasn't talked into where I'm at by man. I wasn't the author of the faith that was given to me. It was the Lord God in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Ghost. And what he put in me, no devil in hell is going to take it out of me by the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Okay? And outside of the fact that I could go off on 1,000 different topics, a plethora of topics, as to how you're being inundated by those cunning devised men that are trying to deceive you into believing that they are what they are not, and we know them by their fruit, okay? You're losing your country, and the only ones that are going to save this country is the Lord with obedient children, period. And he doesn't use a majority to prevail. He'll use a minority. Are you a part of that plan? Only the Holy Ghost is going to bear witness, because the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5, he who hath the Son hath life. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day.
Yeah, and don't waste your time. And the way people try to defend these jokers is scary.
It's not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy.
They love the game, folks.
Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life.
Books, should be up in
DVDs,
just a second here,
t-shirts,
folks.
Coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth.
Okay.
Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms. Go ahead and subscribe to the very top of that page. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. I'm just amazed by people. It is what it is. Every country deserves the government that it has. Yep, because the people would have it so. The people have let them do that and become what they are today. Listen carefully as to what Daniel Webster, brother to Noah Webster, had to say. He was an attorney back in the day during the founding era. He said, "I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe." He said, "Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence." He said, "I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants." Is that what's happening? Yes. "And fall properly to scrutinize their conduct." "And fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men, dupes of designing men, dupes of designing men, and become the instruments of their own undoing, making them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. And they will apply the remedy. Are they applying the remedy? Nope. These people do not want you to tell them that the two-party system is completely fictitious, that the political language is a lie, and it's premised to make lies sound truthful. The people don't want to hear it. And when you get to that point, when you don't want to hear the truth anymore, what you're doing, it's just a matter of the impending judgments that you now await. Because the Lord is dealing with what we're seeing today. And what they do is, like, what was it, John Calvin said? Here, let me go over here really quick. I want to give it to you exactly as to how Calvin said it. Wicked rulers. And he said that when God means to judge a nation, again, what does he say? When God means, here, let me go back, forgive me. When God means or wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. You know, one of the questions, that's all you have to do is really sincerely ask yourself the question, why is there so many wicked men round about? Why is it that every direction that we look, why do we see corruption? The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. Is that what we're seeing? Do you see the different lens, by the way, which I was talking about yesterday? When you read the word and you look at what's going on out there, isn't it interesting how the Lord gives you a different perspective? It's his perspective. So you can see those that mean to deceive you. Okay? Look at this. This is brand new. This is brand new. Just yesterday, Senator Menendez found guilty of all 16 counts and federal corruption trial. This means they don't need him anymore. That's all that's happening here. The guy's been busted, child trafficking. He's been busted over and over again for years. It just got to the point where he now has become some sort of a problem for the establishment where they can't cover for him anymore. He's become a liability. He's become dangerous to the corrupt system. They got to separate themselves. They have to deliver somebody up now. And guess who that is? Well, it just happens to be this devil and his wife. Menendez found guilty of all 16 counts in federal corruption trial. Isn't it interesting how Biden, no matter how many times he's been busted, both him and his son, nothing ever happens. Why? Because the people don't make it happen. Wasn't it interesting when Obama was doing the same thing when he gave us the finger 1,168 times when he was desecrating the blood of the boys that fought, bled, and died to give him the privilege to be there in the first place? Well, not in his case because he's a foreigner. Just ask him and his husband. Isn't it interesting how the Clintons have gotten away with the things that they've gotten away with? It's because the people are entertained by them. They don't understand that justice guards their liberties. They don't understand that it's their responsibility. Oh, Bradley, what are we supposed to do? I don't know. There's only 329.5 million people. They're scared to death of the mob. That's why they got the mainstream media driving the narrative 24/7, keeping you pulling every other direction to keep you confused. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. You'll understand why you're confused. But isn't it interesting? They're still doing the same things. Going back to the Bushes, the exact same thing. Look at the crimes that these criminal families literally have gotten away with. And the people just don't know what's wrong. Well, look what's going on right now. You try to tell people about Biden and Trump and how it's an unconstitutional system. They don't want to hear that. They love going around that mountain, friends. And guess what? They're going again. They hate the establishment so much that when you tell them how to fix it, they get mad at you. Well, again, speaking of the wicked walk on every side, isn't it interesting that, and I've highlighted these before, so if you've heard it before, you know, it's not grievous for me to go ahead and reiterate it. 29 members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse. 7 have been arrested for fraud. Oh my gosh. 19 of them have been accused of writing bad checks. These are the ones that have been caught. 117 have bankrupted at least two businesses and they're allowing them to run the country. Three of them have been arrested for assault. 71% have credit reports so bad they can't even qualify for a credit card. Wow. That's craziness. 14 have been arrested on drug-related charges. 8 of them have been arrested for stealing, shoplifting. 21 of them have been defendants in lawsuits. 84 were stopped for drunk driving. Wow. You ever see what happens when you see a judge get busted for speeding? Or a chief of police for drinking and driving? You see what happens, right? Or an attorney, a district attorney in New York. We showed this video to you probably about a month and a half ago where she was speeding. And when the cop pulled her over, she refused to pull over. And she drove up into her garage. And the police officer said, ma'am, I was pulling you over. You have no idea who you're dealing with. Or what about the videos that we've shown you where said representatives or senators are being pulled over by the police and they tell the police, do you really want to do this? Do you really want to do this? Hey, folks, what you don't understand is corruption does what corruption does because you haven't figured out that they think that they're above the law. And what you really haven't figured out is that you're the law that needs to deal with them. And if they're being protected by others within the system, then you know how corrupt that system is. This is the job of who we are as Americans. Just one facet as Christians. We're to reprove that darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and we're to bring judgment. When the judgments of the Lord are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness and not until them. That's called teaching them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. But again, if you don't want to do that, then you're just going to get more of what you've got coming, and it's coming. Rest assured, it's coming. And some will say, well, Bradley, you're just being sarcastic about it. No, I'm not. I've been doing this for 20 years. It's like dragging people over the top of the hill and at the same time trying to get them to hear and get them to see what it is that they don't hear or see. And then what I do is I turn around and notice that they have their eyes covered with their hands and they have their ears plugged with cotton swabs so they don't have to hear, so they can't see, so they can't hear. That's what it's like. Folks, America needs to repent, period. Is that good enough for you yet? Does that explain why we're in the position that we're in today? Because people haven't taken responsibility. People aren't going to take responsibility until it's too late. I remember a defector back in the 80s had said that the first thing the Russians will do when they infiltrate a country is demoralize that country. Well, that happened back in the 60s. They began to normalize everything that was illegal, like pornography and demoralizing and teaching people how to kill each other, all of that nonsense. The Supreme Court lowered the law and they dimmed the light by which man perceives his own guilt. They removed the law. And if there's no law, there's no transgression. Romans 4:15. But how do you know your transgression? You use the schoolmaster. You use the law, Romans 3:20, to show them their offense before God. Repentance before God, not before man. That comes secondly. I did a show, oh my goodness, I wrote this in 2017. Do you know that the American politicians have confessed? Yes, we are corrupt. Yes, we are corrupt. President Harry Truman said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. I proposed the question to the American people that want to listen. Isn't it interesting how they make $174,400 a year? And somehow or another, within 2 to 3 years, they become millionaires over and over and over again. Isn't that crazy? Here, let me prove the point. George Washington warned long ago concerning those who represent the American people. He said that few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Americans, you're being sold out by a bunch of Judases. And you know what's worse is the mainstream media has you loving several of those that are selling you out. Now, you can put that up against Luke 22:48. Is it true? Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Is it true? Did you know that 268 of the 534 members, did you know that they're millionaires? Did you guys know that, as a matter of fact, you guys all know who Mitch McConnell is from Kentucky, right? You know that his in-laws, he married into the Chinese family, for those that didn't know. His in-laws own a ship called the Ping Mei. Did you know that he was busted trafficking over 90 pounds of cocaine? And did you know that the mainstream media didn't send out a signal to a person in this country who was responsible for it? You know how he sells himself as the anti-drugger. That's what you're dealing with. Read 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15 during the break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its very survival as they are being attacked by enemies from all sides. And with global anti-Semitism on the rise, now is the time to show Israel and the Jewish
anybody
people
seen
that they
this
are
global
not alone.
Anti-Semitism? Me neither. It's just what the media is pushing once again. Anybody tired of it yet?
2024 Washington, D.C. Summit. Let your voice be heard on Capitol Hill and deliver a strong pro-Israel message to your elected officials and state representatives. Gather in solidarity in defense of Israel and the Jewish people. Hear from top American and Israeli
Revelation
leaders.
Revelation
3:9. A night to honor Israel.
Romans 2:28-29.
Space is limited. So register today by visiting CUFI.org.
Oh, by the way,
or call 210-477-4714.
With over 2
million members,
all the prophets were
pointing
to the front.
Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
Anybody seeing and hearing all this anti-Semitism that they're promoting now? This is how they drive division. That's all they're doing.
And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like
Sons
it is,
of Liberty Media.
Boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so we're talking about every country deserves the government that it has. Absolutely. Folks, during the break, just had somebody say to me that they don't listen to a thing. They hear what they want to hear. So I hear you don't support Donald Trump. I said, no, I support one of the 1,000 other ones, one of the 1,000 other presidential candidates that you haven't heard from. What does she come back with? They try to justify the unjustifiable. Why do they do that? Because they don't listen to you when you're pointing out what the problem is in doing what the Lord Jesus Christ tells us to do and judging them by their fruit. I was just highlighting the fact that Mitch McConnell, I don't know if you guys know this or not. He's a millionaire. I don't know how many times over. He's married into the Chinese. He sells himself as an anti-drugger. Yet he was the Ping Mei, his in-law's ship was busted with trafficking over 90 pounds of cocaine. Oh my goodness, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We have 268 of the 534 members that are millionaires in this country. That's called profiteering off government. And again, these are the ones that got busted. Did you know that, for example, Richard Blumenthal, he is an absolute spineless, capitulating Judas. It's exactly what that, whatever you want to call him, he's selling you out. Did you know that he's worth $52.93 million? $52.93 million. He's friends with the Clintons. Scott Peters of California, he's worth $112.5 million. I'm not making this up. How do you do that in government? Well, Truman already told us you have to be a crook. Governor Rick Scott, they sold him to the American people, namely the people in Florida, as a good guy too. His net worth is $147 million. Not making this up. Michael McCall of Texas is worth 10 congressional district. He's worth $300 million. These are the people. Folks, how do you think they're making all that money? Because you're being sold out. You're being spoiled by these people. John Delaney of Maryland has founded numerous companies that are now listed on the New York Stock Exchange, and he is the CEO of a publicly traded company to serve in the 113th Congress. Why do you think that they're appointing these sorts of individuals to people in the place of government? Because they profit from it. Okay, they're working with each other. His net worth is $232 million. Jared Polis, a sodomite, who I exposed over 12 years ago. He's the first openly sodomite parent to serve in Congress. He has a net worth of $72 million. Wow. That's pretty crazy. John Kerry, you know that little Judas? You know, the one that said he went over into Vietnam and they tried to make him out to be a hero? Like John McCain. Remember that? Until the veterans came out and said, we have no idea who this guy is. Remember that? Yeah, same thing happened with George W. Bush, too. I don't know if you're aware of that. They made a documentary on it. After the documentary was out, several of those people that were on camera calling out Bush, we never seen him here. Isn't it interesting that they just mysteriously died off? John Kerry, he's married into the high-res. The heiress to Heinz Ketchup. So that makes sense. But he's still selling you out. $198 million. You're just a little peasant to these people, folks. Daryl Issa of California, he's worth $140 million. Bill Haslam. Net worth is $2 billion. Dianne Feinstein, who's now in hell where she belongs. She ate the fruit of her own ways. She was worth $41 million. Sorry, it's $41.78 million. I just got a question for you, just to, again, further solidify the point. Aren't these the same politicians who in many cases are guilty of attacking, perverting, distorting, and violating our constitutional rights? Yep. They are. How is it a president worth $7 million when he's only getting paid $400,000 a year and he's only been in office for, let's say, 7 years? And isn't that pretty crazy? It's quite telling, isn't it? Did you know that Harry Reid, that devil from Nevada, did you know that he was worth $10 million? Nancy Pelosi, $26 million. Why? Is it that they're working for the people? No, they're working against the people. Okay, it's called insider trading, friends. It's called selling to special interest groups and selling themselves out to such. Fraud, embezzlement. In 2010, more than 150 lawmakers, as they call them, reported earning more than outside of investments than from congressional salary. They were making money from special interest groups more than their salaries. Of course. Read Matthew 24:12. I mean, that's just crazy. I also want you to contemplate this. A soldier in America makes between $23,000 and $35,000 on average. An average Social Security recipient makes $1,335 per month. But yet these politicians that are supposed to be serving the American people are worth tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. And in some cases, billions of dollars. Wow. That's pretty crazy. Did you know that Jesse Unruh, speaking of every country deserves the government that it has because the people allow them to do the things that they do? Did you know that Jesse Unruh, the Speaker of California, he said this back in the 1960s. He was the state treasurer in the 1970s and the 80s of California. Did you know that he said money is the mother milk of politics? He's telling you what he's doing. Wow. He said the millionaire class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process, and they own the politicians that go to them for money. He said, we are moving very, very quickly from a democratic society, which we are not. One person, one vote to an oligarch. That's where few rule over many. To an oligarch form of society where billionaires would be determined who elected the officials of the country and who they are. Of course. We were told that back in the 30s by President Roosevelt, who was a total sellout. Boy, I wonder how that is working out for those guys today. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Well, he's finding that out now. He's finding out, as it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 22, riches profit not in the day of wrath. What does he think? He was going to bribe God on judgment day? No, didn't work. He is just. First and foremost, he's a holy God, and he's my daddy. We call him Abba Father here. But isn't that crazy? He was the one that said presidents are selected, they are not elected. And people having all of this information still sit back and they actually believe the two or three or four candidates that have been delivered up to them? Even when it's coming out of their own mouths and telling on themselves and telling the people how the process works, the people still refuse to deal with them because they refuse to hear them and to see it for what it is. Oh, that's how you destroy a country. Folks, that's exactly how you destroy a country. Just don't deal with corruption. Just keep letting them do whatever they want to do because they're doing it. Bernie Sanders, communist. He said, I think many people have the mistaken impression that Congress regulates Wall Street. The real truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. Of course. And it doesn't have to be that way, but that's where the people, they have succumbed to the golden calf, right? In other words, the dog is not wagging the tail. The tail is, in fact, wagging the dog because the people have given them permission to do so. You ready for another one? Here, let's listen to what Biden said. You have to go to where the money is. Now, where the money is, there's almost always implicitly some string attached. It's awful hard to take a whole lot of money from a group you know has a particular position, then you conclude that they're wrong and vote no. In other words, you better do what they say or else. Right? I mean, it goes on. Here's one from Ted Cruz, of all people. He's controlled opposition. If you've never seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, do yourself a favor and watch it. Look at The Silver Knight and tell me that is not exactly how Ted Cruz has been set up. And we've known this information for, again, decades, over a century in this country, friends. He's the one that said lobbyists and career politicians today make up what I call the Washington cartel. They, on a daily basis, are conspiring against the American people. Does Teddy put a stop to it? Absolutely not. Also consider who his wife is. Also consider what's taking place right now, where they're trying to create one continent and remove the walls between America and Canada and America and Mexico. They were all a part of that whole game, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23.